Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. This time, we're taking a close look at California, specifically all the changes happening in the workplace and what those changes mean for employers.
California's always been sort of like a leader, you know, setting the trends for the rest of the U.S. when it comes to, well, a lot of things, especially the workplace.
Yeah, like a sneak peek at what everyone else might have to deal with down the line. So let's start with something everyone's thinking about, the minimum wage. What's happening in California right now?
So as we speak, it's on its way to hitting $16.50 an hour.
$16.50.
Yep, $16.50 per hour by January 1st, 2025. It's a pretty clear sign that the state's serious about making sure people earn a living wage.
Makes sense. Now, wasn't there that Proposition 32, the one that wanted to boost the minimum wage even higher?
Right, Proposition 32. It didn't get enough votes to pass in the end, but even though it failed, it was pretty close. Shows you how much attention people are paying to fair wages.
So what should employers take away from that?
Be ready. This isn't the end of the conversation. Wages will probably keep going up. Employers need to plan for those increases, look at their budgets, maybe rethink pricing, and definitely find ways to boost productivity. Gotta offset those costs somehow, right?
Seems like you gotta stay flexible to keep up with all these changes. Okay, let's move on to paid leave. Always a big topic, especially for businesses that rely on hourly workers. What's new in California?
Paid leave? Oh, tons of new laws about that lately. California has been right at the front of that wave.
I remember that COVID-19 supplemental paid sick leave. Didn't that just end, though?
It did. But that whole thing really showed how important paid time off is for health reasons.
So even though that specific law is gone, paid leave is still a big deal in California. Employers still have to figure out the state rules and the federal stuff, like the American Rescue Plan Act.
Exactly. State and federal, both at play. And honestly, they can be tricky to work with together. Employers really need to understand how each one works and when they overlap. And using ARPA the right way can actually help businesses offset some of the costs of providing paid leave.
So knowing how to use these programs can actually benefit employers.
For sure.
All right, moving on from paid leave. How about safety and keeping everything above board? California is known for being strict, right?
Oh, absolutely. One of the big things recently is the Workplace Violence Prevention Plan. If you have 10 or more employees, you got to have this plan.
A plan for what exactly?
It's all about stopping violence in the workplace before it even happens. You know, creating a safe environment and tackling any risks head on. It's more than just checking a box. It's about having a culture where everyone feels safe.
Right. Makes sense. And this is all part of the bigger Injury and Illness Prevention Plan, the IIPP, which, if I remember correctly, every business in California needs no matter what, even if, say, all your employees work remotely.
You got it. Doesn't matter if you're in the office or online, California takes employee safety seriously. There might be different risks when everyone's working from home, but there are still risks. And employers need a plan to handle those and keep their people safe.
Interesting. So safety is important everywhere, not just in a traditional office setting.
Exactly. And just so everyone knows, if you don't follow these rules, the fines can be pretty steep. Nobody wants that.
No, definitely not. Better to be safe than sorry. So besides all this, is there anything else new coming up in 2025 that employers need to know about?
Oh, there's always something new coming up in California. 2025 will bring another round of rules focused on fairness and transparency.
Sounds intriguing. Maybe we can unpack some of those after a short break. Okay, so we've talked about minimum wage going up and the whole paid leave situation and, of course, how important safety is. But you mentioned more changes are coming in 2025, something about making things even more fair and open in the workplace.
Yep. One big one starts January 1st, 2025. No more forced meetings about religion or politics.
Wait, really? No more meetings about those topics at all.
Well, it means employers can't make their employees go to meetings that are mainly about those things.
So what's the thinking behind that?
It's about respect. People shouldn't feel pressured at work to talk about things they might not agree with, you know, religious beliefs or political stuff. Everyone should feel comfortable and respected no matter what they believe.
So it's part of making workplaces more inclusive and safe for everyone.
Exactly. California is really leading the way in making workplaces that are good for people, not just following the law, but doing what's right.
Sounds like a good move. Anything else coming in 2025 that we should get ready for?
A couple more things. The California Labor Commissioner is putting together this list, and once it's out, employers have to display it clearly for everyone to see. It's all about employee rights and what to do if someone sees something wrong happening at work, you know, whistleblower stuff. Transparency is key here, making sure everyone feels safe to speak up if they need to.
That makes sense. The more open things are, the more trust there is.
Right. And then there are some updates to how wage statements have to look, also starting January 1st, 2025. Wage statements need to be super clear and accurate to avoid any problems or confusion. It's all about making sure employees get the info they need and can understand it easily.
So it's not enough to just technically follow the law. You got to really do it right.
Yep. The spirit of the law matters too. When employees feel valued, informed, and protected, good things happen. It's good for them, and it's good for business.
Seems like there's a lot to think about when it comes to California.
Oh, for sure. It's always changing. But that's okay. Knowledge is power. Employers just need to stay informed, plan ahead, and they can not only handle these changes, but actually use them to build a better workplace.
So we've gone through some big changes, but what's the overall picture here? How can employers in California not just survive all this, but actually thrive? What strategies should they be thinking about? So much to adjust to as an employer, especially in California. Feels like the rules are always changing. But maybe there's a way to look at this as more than just hurdles to jump over. Maybe a way to use these changes to actually make workplaces better.
Yeah, for sure. It's all about how you look at it. Instead of seeing these rules as burdens, think of them as a roadmap to build a really awesome workplace.
So like going above and beyond just checking the boxes.
Right. Take that ban on forced meetings, the religion and politics one. Sure, it keeps you out of legal hot water, but it also sends a message. It shows that you value different opinions, that you're creating a respectful space.
So basically, compliance is just the starting point. What are some ways employers can actually do this? You know, put this proactive approach into practice.
Talk to your people. And I don't just mean tell them about the new laws. Explain why those laws exist. Show them how it actually benefits them directly. When employees feel like you genuinely care, that's when they get engaged and stick around.
Right. Makes sense. It's the difference between just following the rules and actually building a company culture. What else can employers do?
Think about going further than the minimum. California's standards are pretty high, so if you can exceed them, it really makes you stand out.
Stand out how?
Think. Better leave policies. Really good training programs about safety, about communication and respect. Those things protect you, but they also make people want to work for you and stay with you.
Turning those rules into something positive. A workplace that people actually want to be part of.
Exactly. Oh, and don't forget to ask for feedback. Find out how these changes are affecting your employees.
Like, are they causing any unexpected problems?
Yeah, or what ideas do they have? This open back and forth builds trust, and it helps you adjust things if you need to.
So it's not just, okay, we did it, we're compliant. It's an ongoing process.
Exactly. Things in California are always evolving. If you can stay flexible and keep improving, you'll be ahead of the game. You can build a workplace that not only survives, but really thrives.
This deep dive has been super helpful. Clearly, if you're an employer in California, you got to stay on top of things.
Absolutely.
But more than that, it's important to remember that all these rules, even though they can be complicated, they're trying to make work better for everyone. More fair, more safe, more fulfilling.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And remember, these California trends, they often spread to other places. So even if you're not in California right now, it's good to know what's happening. You can start planning for potential changes in your own area.
So to wrap things up, whether you're already dealing with California's laws or just watching to see what happens, the key is to stay informed. Use these changes as opportunities. Build a great workplace. And there's tons of help out there if you need it. Plenty of resources to guide you.
Well put. Keep learning, keep adapting, and let's make workplaces that are more than just compliant. Let's make them inspiring.
And that brings our deep dive into California's ever-changing workplace to an end. Thanks for listening.